This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. The Winter Olympics start tomorrow in the Russian city of Sochi. Olympians, officials, and reporters have been arriving all week with lots of devices in tow. And that means there's been a lot of talk about digital surveillance. Russia's government doesn't have the best record in, say, protecting freedom of the press. Ars Technica's senior business editor Cyrus Farivar has been looking at how to use technology while at the Games.
There's good evidence to suggest that Russian authorities will be using a device called a Stingray.
That doesn't sound terrifying at all.
A Stingray is a device that's used by law enforcement here in the U.S. It can be used to log, you know, which cell phone was in which location at one time. So if Russia just wants to see who's coming in and out of various events, they could very easily do that.
You have also been looking at how this kind of surveillance might impact journalists who are covering the games.
Journalists traveling to Russia for the first time need to be very aware that it's highly likely that their email sent unencrypted can be monitored by the Russian government. I think that's a very safe assumption. I would advise people to educate themselves about how to use proper encryption on email, using things like Tor or a VPN or things like that.
Can you explain a little bit about how Tor works, but also maybe talk about what people should be doing if they're using a cell phone?
With respect to Tor, a VPN provides an encrypted connection from your computer to another computer somewhere else. Tor takes the sort of concept of a VPN, but relies on layering. Rather than providing just one connection to somewhere else, it's providing multiple hops, rerouting your traffic throughout the world, making it very, very difficult to penetrate. As far as mobile security is concerned, I would say if you're going somewhere where you don't want to potentially be followed, don't carry a phone with you. Similarly, if there are things that you don't want people to intercept online, keep them offline.
Cyrus Farivar, senior business editor for the website Ars Technica. Cyrus, thanks, man.
My pleasure as always.
It's also worth noting, by the way, that when looking at the origin of hacking attacks around the globe, Russia is often at the top of the list.